like the show on Facebook by going to kidfacebook.com. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, yeah, it's about that time. You hear that? That's paper. But that's what money sounds like.
Okay. We had really crisp paper.
Yeah, yeah. That's a brand new dollar bills.
$100 bills, y'all.
We want to cut off that money.
All right.
We have $40,000 lying around, and yes, we want to hook you up with some of it with a nice game called High Low.
You can win anywhere between $1,000 and $2,500 in cash right now just by being on the phone.
Just call us up.
That's all you got to do.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take the first callers, and you just got to listen for each person to guess.
See, this would be money that someone earns honestly for gaming on a radio station.
As opposed to what?
During the break.
You don't even know. I'm so mad at JC right now.
I didn't do anything.
She is.
Kelly, seriously?
I'm not even joking. I am so mad at him.
During the break.
For something that hadn't even happened.
Al, was I just sitting here minding my own business?
You were sitting here minding your own business. Kelly read a news story. We said, okay, let's talk about that.
These were the words
that Kelly got mad at JC.
These are the words that came out of Kelly's mouth. I'm sitting here, not doing anything, reading a couple papers, and Kelly goes, screw you, JC.
But you know what? In Kelly's defense, she is 1,000% correct.
No, she is
not. Thank you, Big Al.
Okay, well,
explain what's going on.
Do you remember a couple years ago we had this discussion that ended up with JC's a horrible human being?
A couple years ago.
That was what we all decided at the end of this discussion.
It was 7 years ago.
It was 7 years ago. JC was saying, we were talking about somebody had accidentally gotten a big bunch of money deposited into their banking account.
Like $3 million.
And JC's like, I would keep it. They're bad. My good. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't know where that money comes from. Whose job is going to be lost because of that? Who needed that money? JC's like, I don't care. It's my money.
Again, that was 24-year-old JC.
Okay,
because he's so different now. Because I just happened to pull up CNN this morning, and this besides all the children being stabbed, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, there's a lot of stabbing going on.
Yeah.
There's a story about a man in Fresno, California.
Okay.
Shout out.
He found $125,000 that literally fell off a Brinks truck. This stuff doesn't happen.
In a bag, right?
Yeah.
He gave it back. Now, that's good. You know, that's okay.
It's good
karma.
Here are
you and me, Jenna, with our good job and roofs over our heads, and we're decent people.
Yeah.
This man is a recovering meth addict who's going to the Salvation Army. He has nothing. He's like, they're letting him rinse off in dry cars while he's going through this program. He has no job. He said, I gave this money back, he said, because, you know, I want to make my wife proud of me. I want to do the right thing. He said, and also, you know, sometime or another, police are going to track that money back. And I've been to jail too many times. I'm tired of doing that.
That's the real reason. He didn't want to get in trouble.
He's like, I want to do the right thing. But he didn't. He just gave it back immediately. And he's trying to get his life back on track. He could have disappeared. He could have blown that money on meth.
He could have gone to Mexico or something.
He could have blown that money.
Now we'll tell you why Kelly's mad at JC.
Because I looked at JC, I said, you would have kept it. Because he's a jerk.
I'm like,
and this man has nothing. You know what he's getting for it, though? Brinks is giving him a $5,000 debit card. And they're making a $5,000 donation to the Salvation Army for this program they're doing to rehab people. Because this man did the right thing.
And I guarantee you, somebody's going to give him a job out of this.
I hope so.
Because he's so honest.
But the point is, JC would have kept the money.
Why are you making me a bad guy? I didn't do anything.
You would have kept the money.
Yeah,
you don't know that.
We could all sit here and say what we would do when we're not presented with it. But the reality is, a lot of people would keep it.
Including JC.
You would...
No, it was contingent on if it was, what was it, JC, an old woman's purse?
No.
He said, this is this logic. He said, no, if I would, this is his logic. If I would have found the money and there was like a note in there in an old lady's handwriting, I would have given it back.
If you could determine it was someone's life
savings. If it was personal,
if it was a young person.
It's true.
You
think that when it's the bank's mistake, they probably have some kind of coverage for that, and it's not.
It still doesn't make it right.
And honestly, I don't know what I would do.
You keep the money. I know what you do. I know you well enough.
I found $300 and gave that back, and that's not as much as $150,000.
Dude, there's a tuxedo in the trunk of your car from my buddy's tuxedo shop.
No, there's not a tuxedo in the trunk of my car.
More.
You got a new car.
No, there's not.
You think I'm gonna forget about that?
I didn't find that.
I know.
I just forgot to return it, and then it got really embarrassing.
Me trying to hook him up, take him over,
and they got
cross town to my homeboy's tuxedo shop. And here comes talk.
Give me a tux. Rented for $110. Had a big old hole in the jet.
I wonder what the fee, if he returned it today, what would the late charges be?
It was like Blockbuster. You're better off just keeping it.
Just buy it. Yeah. I just buy it off.
Did you?
No!
I'm going to.
No!
I'm going
no!
to.
How many years has it been?
He's going to do it on his fifth year wedding anniversary.
It wasn't a wedding thing. It was that party you invited me to, and then last second you said it was a tuxedo.
How many years ago was that?
Was
how many years
ago? It was like two.
Three years ago. Years!
Not that bad.
And I went up to get something out of JC's car, and I look at the trunk of his car, like, that's a tuxedo. Is that... 2 years later, I'm like, you still got the tuxedo?
It's embarrassing.
I'm going to take it back.
Yeah, I got embarrassed.
Call. I want you to call that and find out what the late fees are.
Yeah.
We should.
You're going to be wishing you kept that $300 paid at late fees.
We'll call him next. Let's play the game right quick.
Why is it attack JC Briggs? That didn't do nothing.
You know what?
You're a bad person.
19 years has been attacked, Big Al.
Because you keep now, things that aren't yours.
I didn't keep anything except for the tuxedo.
Are those children really yours?
I'm going to give it back up. The tuxedo's going back.
Where is the tuxedo?
I think it's in my closet.
It's just gone.
Kenzie's in. No, it's in there.
He didn't even
vaporize. You probably sold it.
I didn't sell it. There's no way I could sell that tuxedo.